Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalar Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah Esar being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher to find Reziva Gehagun Bekarav Mamish. Mishnah Dalar tells us Derech Tamid Chachamim. It was the way that Tamid Chachamim that Anshalai Haisabita Yotzim Etzloi before his daughter left him, which means before she got fully married, Aymerlo he would tell her Kol Nedarim Shenadart Besech Beisi. Any Nedarim that you made in my house, Harehin Mufarin, they're Mufar. And Mechina Bal, same thing with the husband. Anshalai Tikanus Roshusai before she comes into his Roshus fully, which means currently they're only Aris and Arusa and they're not fully married, Aymerlah, he tells her, Kol Nedarim Shenadart Acheloiti Kansil Rishusi, all the Nedarim that you made before you come into my Rishus, Harehin Mufarin, they're completely Mufar, Shemishit Kansil Rishusai, Inu Yachal Hafer, because from the moment that she goes into his Rishus, he's not able to be made for them. And the Chiddush over here is that both her father and Arus are able to be made for her Nedarim, even though they didn't hear them. They don't know of any specific Nedarim that she made, but nonetheless, they're able to make this stipulation, and that successfully is made for her Nedarim. And the reason why they would want to do this is because the father is not able to be made for her Nedarim once she leaves his Rishus. And by the same token, the husband's not able to be made for Nedarim that she made before marriage once they're ready holding after marriage. So therefore, it's wise for both the father and the husband to make this stipulation. And moving on to Mishnah Hey. Bageres Shashasa Shneimasar Chaydesh V'almana Shloshim Yoim. We have a Bageres that waited 12 months or an Almana 30 days. Now, what does this mean? So as we've learned in other Masechtas, back in the day there was first Erusin, and often in between Erusin and Nisuin, there was a full 12 months. And that's when we're talking about a Basula, whereas if it's an Almana, it was 30 days. Over here, what happens is that we have a Bageres, so she's out of the Rishus of her father because she's over 12 and a half. Now the date of the chasana arrived, it's been that 12 months and they didn't get married. Or for the almana, it was 30 days after they got engaged and they're not married yet. So Rabbi Elazar says, since at this juncture in time, her husband is chayv to pay for her food. Even though they're not fully married yet, the halacha is that he has to pay for her food because the time of the chasana arrived and they didn't get married yet. So therefore, yafer, he could also be made for a nedarim. However, Chachamim say, the husband is not able to be made for a nedarim until she completely enters his rishos, and that's after nisuin, obviously. And even though he's paying for her food, he still doesn't have the right to be made for a nedarim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more details and cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.